Looking for a place with next level gaming fun? Then head on down to Gamer. Blast your way through laser tag in our new 400 square meter arena with up to 21 people. Reboot in our virtual reality. Play solo or up to 8 players with over 50 games to play. Show your friends your skills on our retro and modern arcade games. Or relax and enjoy your meal at our licensed cafe and bar while we take care of the little rookies. We also do parties and functions. The fun at Gamer never stops. Located in Melbourne, Australia in Trentside Park. Find out more at www.gamer.com.au.
Gamer.
On today's episode, we talk about the new official Spider-Man No Way Home trailer.
Whoa. That's enough, Tyler. Too loud. Way too loud. Just settle. Call it short. We'll call it short. I'm happy to call it short. Huh? I don't need this. I don't need to be here. This is a favour to you. Okay? But here I am. At Pod Culture. So you know about the Hamish and Andy. Cheers. Please finish your coffee.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I mean like... Yeah, no, wait until right when we begin recording. Don't have a sip before or wait till a break.
Nah.
Do it right in the middle.
I want to do it before I talk, so I'm wide awake.
You weren't talking. I was talking.
But you better ask me a question, then I was going to talk.
Touché.
All right. There we go.
Let's get rolling. I saw, you know the Hamish and Andy power moves?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a power move on the way home in action. But I think this guy stepped it up a bit. So the first ever Hamish and Andy power move that they did on the podcast was Hamish got power moved. And what it is when there's traffic, one guy just takes it upon himself to put down his window and start directing people.
Yep.
You know, so this guy like pointed at Hamish
yep.
and then pointed to a spot in traffic. So you go there.
Yep.
And Hamish just had to obey.
Right.
And he said, I've been power moved.
Yeah.
I saw this at a whole new level on my drive home. I saw it in my rearview mirror. This guy was coming out of the petrol station and he needed to get like across all three lanes because he
that's a to tricky, go into the tricky
turn
thing.
Lane. Full, like lots of traffic as well. He's managed to navigate two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's stuck to the third one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tiny gap. Not enough. Right. Not enough of a gap.
Sure.
There's a green P plater there.
Mm-hmm.
He's put down his window.
Mm-hmm.
He's pointed at the green P plater, pointed at him, and then just went like this. Just put his hand out like that,
like a stop motion.
It was a reverse, a backup.
Oh, right.
He told this man to reverse.
Could he reverse?
Yeah, he did, because the green paint player just sheepishly, like, put his hand up, like, yep, okay, yes, boss, and he reversed, and the guys went straight in.
I'm surprised there was even room to reverse, though. Like,
You
just saw it.
I just saw it, and I was floored. I was like, that was
I guess
powerful.
if you see that, like, what are you meant to do? You've got to
yeah.
just go with it. You can't...
You've been power moved.
Yeah, I swear, if you disobey,
yeah,
it's probably certain death.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that
person will go, all right, then.
You'd get out, you'd...
Fight, or they just ram your car.
Yeah.
Go, all right, well, you had your chance to move. Smack, and kind of get in.
It was a bigger car. He was in a bigger car, too. So
he would have won.
He would have won. He had all the power.
That poor P plater, though.
Oh, yeah.
As in, like...
It would scare you right off the roads.
He's only been on the road for a couple of years.
Yeah.
He's gone, this is fun.
He's been told.
Driving by myself.
Look at me go.
Look at me go, Ma. No hands. No, you got to keep two hands on the wheel. That was silly of me.
At least one.
If you have one on the wheel and one on the window sill, looking cool,
like
your sunnies
like
on
cool cat.
With the wind blowing in your hair.
Doing that wave thing.
Or you could do a dog and just have your head out the window and whatever you like to do.
Yeah.
But like...
Dogs. Or maybe one hand holding a snack, holding a cheeseburger.
Having a cheeseburger while you drive. Do you get the full experience of eating that cheeseburger while you're driving, though? Because you've got to worry about the road. And you don't really
it's
get this.
Not, it's not the largest.
The sensation.
Oh,
of the
I
burger.
Pay no attention to the road if I'm eating.
That's true. I don't pay attention to the car I'm in while I'm eating. As in.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. But you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I make a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're in my car or. Or my car, or...
Anybody's car.
You made a mess of my
Even
car.
My own car, sometimes like, oh, there it is. Spill something.
Oh, nothing gets chocolate out. Chocolate See?
Out. What happens? You know what I hate? All right, here we go. I've got a Tyler's people.
Oh, dude, do you want the music?
I would love the music.
All right, let's hope I press the right button. Oh, that was close. I almost pressed the wrong one.
Every morning I walk down the street, there's a lot of faces that I like to meet. But some of those people, they get on my nerves, so they end up where they deserve on Tyler's list.
Tyler's people.
Now Tyler's pissed.
Tyler's people.
A trolley in the way is ruining my day. When people push in line, they're wasting all my time. So here's my chance to vent, to tell you my two cents, why I hate Tyler's people.
What do you got?
All right, so you go through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you get your meal, and they hand you your drink. And they don't bloody put the lid on properly.
Ooh.
So either you found out too late, or you might have found out while they're handing it to you and it spills outside your car. Oh. But you put it down, the lid comes off, and you turn a corner, and it just goes everywhere. You spill it everywhere.
Has this actually happened to
this
you?
This happened to me. This happened to me a couple of weeks ago, actually. It was the worst.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that.
Because you're driving and you can't do much. The lid just comes off. You can't just go, oh, hang on, guys, and stop the people behind you unless you have the power move, which I don't.
You don't, no.
People
no.
don't look at, they will see me and go.
Not a powerful figure,
no. No, exactly not.
More of a far submissive from
it. That's it.
More
of the jester to the king. As I was driving, the lid came off. And I went, oh, for God's sake. And I'm like... To get down our street.
There's a few twists and turns.
But there's a roundabout that you got to get through. And I'm slowly going around the roundabout, but unfortunately it was just no matter what. And it just flung. And went all over my seat.
Coke?
Yeah, Coke. Yeah. So just disgusting.
Maybe make
sticky
a healthier
syrup.
Choice next time and you wouldn't find yourself in that predicament.
Yeah.
Related to this, though, I also hate it when you pull up at the drive-thru and you've ordered more than one drink. So you have, like, minimum two cups coming and they don't give you a tray.
Mm.
They just hand two cups over like
I know,
this.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah, where am I going to put them?
Yeah.
I'm shove them up my bum. Like, but that's exactly right. Like, you go through, they're just like, here, you're going to hand it to you. And some, like, here's one. They handed me the bag and the bag... was so poor. I can't remember. This wasn't like a Hungry Jack's or McDonald's or somewhere else. Some other drive through, and the bag was so poor that it was the warmth inside sogged the bag.
Oh.
So it came. It ripped through. I picked up the bag and it ripped through, and I got it on my jumper. That was bad. Oh, and that was a new jumper as well. It's just people at the drive through, the people who work at the windows. They need to. Just take 2 seconds. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Make sure they got everything right.
Yeah.
Make sure they got you everything like that you ordered. Just make sure the bloody lid's on properly.
How picky are you when it comes to, like, obviously no one likes their order being wrong. But when it's fast food, I'm a little bit more lenient because it's like, you know, I'm paying
like
cheap money for shitty food from, you know, a restaurant that's churning out, like, you know,
Wouldn't even call it a restaurant.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, I'm not expecting top-tier quality. So if something's a little bit wrong, it's not the end of the world. I've got no dietary requirements, so I'm lucky there, like some people.
I'm the same.
Probably, yeah.
Look, I talk a big game when it comes to this, but I'm usually pretty, like I let it go. Like, one time I ordered, like, a cheeseburger meal, and I got a chicken royale or something.
Yeah. Disappointing, but...
But, like, I got home and I was like, you know what? Like, it's disappointing, but I haven't had a chicken royale before.
Yeah.
So it's a new thing. Good yeah. taste. And it actually ended up being very nice.
There you go.
Never ordered it again, but it's just like...
I think that's more expensive, so you might have actually profited there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So I always come on top.
So, you know...
Even by accident.
Destiny has its own... What's a good, profound saying?
Oh, no, you're saying it. You're coming up with this. This
destiny
is going to be the quotes in the house.
Arrives all the same.
Good one.
Yeah. Got it from Thanos.
Oh, that works, I guess.
Yeah. Wise fella.
Well, he had a point.
Oh, he had a point.
And otherwise, the traffic you had today wouldn't have happened. If,
oh. Imagine if there was only half of that traffic. Ooh. I hate traffic. I hate traffic so much.
As a wise Larry David once said, yeah. We're too smart for traffic.
Oh, it's just, there's nothing. Most of my driving nowadays is either done at like, you know, this past week I had 6 a.m. starts at work, so I'm driving at 5:30, nothing on the roads. Or I was at the music studio where I finished at midnight, coming home, nothing on the roads. But driving to the studio, getting into the city at 5:30, peak traffic. And it's been so long since I've been stuck in traffic, and it's just infuriating because there's literally nothing you can do. What can you do? I would, like, can you get out and leave your car there? And
well, you could.
Stuff
or
what?
You could. Or you just...
But Margaret's in my car. I couldn't leave those behind.
Mm. Well, you just don't go to work.
Yeah.
You just fake a sickie.
Yeah.
You stay in bed all day.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh, let's do that for next week's
you
podcast
know what?
Episode.
All maybe. These people, who are causing these things suck.
Yeah.
I hate them.
They all go on the list.
And you know what? That's why... Why I hate Tyler's people.
Ah. All right. Feel a bit of weight off the shoulders?
Yeah.
Here's something cool I found
light
the other day.
Light as a feather.
Heavy feather. here's something cool I found the other day. I'll have to get you to do it. Found this website.
Why do I have to do it?
You don't have to if you don't want.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah. I don't like people telling me what to do. Please continue.
Thank you. So it's this website, and it organizes your ranking of like least favorite to favorite of all the Marvel movies, the MCU movies. And the way it does it is it will put up 2 Marvel movies in front of you. So which one would you rather watch right now? You choose. And then it just goes to, it goes to like 100 of them. So it does take a while. It takes like 20 minutes to do.
Mm.
But if you persevere...
if you have nothing else good to do with your life like us, then you'll smash through it.
So, my top 5 surprised, my top 10 surprised me actually. First place, Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
Then Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers Endgame.
Right.
Doctor Strange.
Uh-huh.
First Avenger. Guardians 1.
Uh-huh.
And The Avengers. That was my top 10.
Would you agree with that, or would you kind of...
I kind of feel like I have to agree with it after I put all that effort in. But there's none there.
It doesn't lie, does it?
No, it doesn't. No. Why would the internet lie to me? But there's none there that I'm, like, you know, shocked at. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I thought Endgame would have been, like, a bit higher up, as well as Doctor Strange.
I thought Doctor Strange... I mean, it still came in 7th, which I think is a lot higher than a lot of people would have it.
Mm.
But, yeah, I also thought that would be higher. And then it goes to round it out, it goes Winter Soldier, Iron Man, Guardians 2, Iron Man 3,
yep.
Avengers Age of Ultron, Spider-Man Far From Home, Thor, Iron Man 2, Ant-Man, Thor the Dark World, Incredible Hulk, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I agree with those, like,
it's a lot of movies.
Bottom ones, to be honest, they make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot of movies, and they just continue.
And that wasn't even including the ones that came out this year.
Which... There's only really going to be one that you like this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I'll send you the link, and your homework for next week's episode is to do that.
Oh, I don't like homework.
Well, too bad.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You got me there.
Yeah.
Good power move.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
What?
I've been doing other homework.
Such as?
Watching one specific trailer over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
A rough estimate, how many times do you reckon you've watched it?
Look, I'll have to say this one, it would be closer to 40-50 mark.
And is it the Batman trailer?
I watched that a couple of times, but I did see a photo. So the Batman trailer got like 33 million views in like...
Was it like 24 hours or something?
No.
A
couple of days.
Sorry.
And in... No, it wasn't a couple of days. Sorry, it was a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man No Way Home trailer got 33 million in 2 days.
Oh!
And I'm not saying that Batman's bad. Like, it goes Spider-Man and Batman for me. But I guess it just shows how big the movie is.
Because the first No Way Home trailer broke the record for most watched trailer in 24 hours, didn't it?
Yeah.
Has this second one beaten it?
I don't know. Nothing's come out. Like, I guess I don't know. It's no, I don't think it. I don't think it. Well, I mean, it could have, but they're not. They haven't said
it. I thought it would have been. Yeah, everywhere.
Instant bang. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess. But anyway, what we're talking about, which I realized we didn't actually, we sort of started talking about it without introducing it. We got the second No Way Home trailer.
We did a day after we thought it would come out. We said Tuesday. We got it Wednesday.
Came out in between us recording our last episode and releasing our last episode.
Yeah, but in a way, we're also right because it was Tuesday in America when it was Wednesday for us.
Very nice.
So we're still not wrong.
What do you think? Do you think the hype is bigger for this or for Endgame?
This.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the other.
I don't know. Well, they held.
I think us personally.
No, but they held an event for the trailer. They didn't hold an event for the trailer for Endgame.
Didn't they?
No.
I mean, my reason
for people bought
was
tickets
that, like,
to a trailer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But my reason of thinking is, like, if your favorite Marvel hero is Spider-Man, which for us it is, this is probably your bigger thing.
Yeah.
But, like, just about any other Marvel character that is anyone else's favorites was likely to show up in Endgame. So there was, like, a larger amount of people whose favorite heroes would show up in Endgame. Well, does that make sense?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I think... We know more about No Way Home at this point before the movie coming out than we did Endgame.
Yeah, we knew nothing about Endgame.
So Endgame, there was still like, you know, there was all the leaks, or not leaks, I don't know if anything got leaked for it, but there was the all the, you know, guessing and stuff still.
Yeah.
Some of it was right with the whole time travel and stuff, but with this, we know what's happening to make us so excited, but there's also so much that we don't know.
Okay, so after seeing this trailer, what do we know, this newest trailer?
Well, we know there are now five villains,
mm-hmm.
five confirmed villains.
We've got...
So we saw Green Goblin.
Yep. In all his glory.
Hey, if you haven't, go Chef's on kiss. Pod Culture's Instagram and watch my reaction.
Mm.
I did do a trailer reaction for that. Oh, God, that... The Green Goblin, in his battle suit. Oh, I was look.
They've made little changes to the helmet, and it.
You see him twice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you see him with the helmet, and then without the helmet.
Point those green sausages at me.
You see him with the helmet and without the helmet.
I saw some idiots on Instagram taking screenshots of him without the helmet, being like, "Oh, who's this mystery sixth villain? Is this Hobgoblin? Is this James Franco?" No, it's Green Goblin.
What I hope with... Yeah, I know. Like, it's fun to get excited, but some people take it way too overboard with these...
And that's coming from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah. Like, it'd be cool if Hobgoblin's in it, but, like, that's another story to add to the movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like those type of... Those extra stories that people, like, kind of go, oh, this will happen. It's like, oh, I don't think so. Like Matt Murdock, I reckon could happen 100% because that's gonna be like a he's in it for 10 minutes. You know what I mean? But that's enough time for Matt Murdock to show himself. Go
and because we how know good his
I am.
Story.
Yeah, exactly. Here
we
I am.
We don't need it to be.
I'm a good lawyer. Yeah. Blah blah blah. Case closed. See you later, Peter. And then we'll see him for a future project.
Oh, have you finished Daredevil yet?
No, I haven't.
Tyler,
I know. I've got to continue.
You got to finish it before.
No Way Home. I know. I will.
I'm holding you to that.
I will. Don't worry. I will. What are we talking about? Matt, oh, yeah. There's different stories.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some people are very far-fetched with what they come up with. But, Green Goblin's in it. We saw Lizard. We saw Sandman.
Yeah.
We saw Electro.
Yeah.
And we've seen that Electro looks like he has a arc reactor.
Yes,
on his suit.
On his
and
suit.
So people are saying that
maybe that's like
it controls his power, it controls his electricity.
Yeah.
So it actually makes him look normal.
Yes. So yeah, we're gonna like brings it all inside of him.
Yeah. So instead of seeing the blue aura around him, he can control it. Because if you pause the trailer as he shoots his lightning, you see blue.
Ah.
So it goes blue and yellow.
Yeah, okay.
So it's
okay.
Like it's there, but it's allowing
when's
it him to
make different. Reactor, I wonder.
Well, I reckon they'll have to raid Stark Tower if it still exists, which it should. Stark Tower, or which I hope happens, is an Oscorp in the MCU. But because Tony Stark's there, Oscorp isn't as good. You know what I mean? Like, Oscorp's kind of in the background. It doesn't... Now that Tony Stark's dead, Oscorp's kind of like, here we are.
Hang on. Didn't... at the end of Far From Home, didn't we see that someone had bought Stark Tower? Did or is it Homecoming? Remember in Homecoming when they're having to move...
Because Tony sold
Stark Tower, so Avengers Tower. Maybe Oscorp bought it. Maybe it's Oscorp Tower now.
Pepper Potts would still be... in charge. It'll be probably some, building in charge.
There'll be some connection.
Yeah, exactly right. But I reckon Oscorp could like be coming, and it's going to have Norman Osborn, so Willem Dafoe, but he's a good Willem Dafoe, you know what I mean?
He's
not bad.
Yeah.
And then Green Goblin, who comes in, kills him.
Oh, that'd
and
be
they
cool.
kind of rate some so stuff cool. as well, cool. maybe. And that's where he gets his Goblin suit.
Yeah.
Because, like, if he comes through without the suit, where would you get a specific spot-on Green Goblin suit like the one from the Raimi universe? Like, Tony Stark would have built one. I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because people are saying he comes through, if everyone gets sucked in to the MCU, saying he comes through kind of towards the end where he's about to die by the glider. So he's in the movie, takes his helmet off. So apparently he comes through in his suit, but without the helmet.
Okay, gotcha, yeah.
Apparently, I don't know. So, like, if that was the case, then where would you get a specific Green Goblin suit from?
Yeah.
Would have to be another Oscorp sort of thing.
Because that was like, it was like prototype armor for soldiers, wasn't it, in the original? So, you know, they got the same thing here because Norman Osborn... he's also working on that, but this Norman Osborn hasn't, you know, gassed himself with it.
Maybe. Maybe because he had to go back to formula.
We've got Lizard looks like he's gotten not a massive makeover, but it's an upgrade, definitely. He looks more reptilian, almost as if he's been in this form for a long time. You know, he's got a bit more of a snout. He's looking more... doesn't look so much like a bald man.
Forgot to mention with Electro that he has the mask too, which is awesome.
Oh, which is cool. So it's electricity that takes the shape of the mask.
They've done well with that.
Yeah.
That makes it very realistic.
Yeah.
And with such a crazy comic book costume with the Electro, like around his face.
And that's exactly how you adapt a costume, isn't
100%.
It? Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so Lizard.
So Lizard, Green Goblin, Doc Ock.
Yep.
And, of course, kind of with Doc Ock, we got to see a little bit of the nanotech going onto his arms.
So that's
really the only upgrade that we've seen, like only change, I should say, that Doc Ock's really going through. He's still got his sunnies, the green kind of
sunglasses. Yeah, that's what we need.
The coat, big trench coat.
So... At one point in this bridge sequence, he's got Peter, you know, trapped. But he says, he goes, "You're not Peter Parker."
Which is awesome.
Which is so cool.
Because it can only mean one thing. And they're definitely tying it. But yeah, because everyone, when the first trailer came out, everyone's like, he's talking to Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
And this just proves that he's not. He just thinks.
He sees the Spider-Man.
And it's so good because he's just as confused as Peter Parker, Tom Holland. They're both like, he's like, what? You're not.
Oh, that's right, because there's that TV spot where he says, you know, you think a fancy new suit's going to help you against me. So obviously he sees this Spider-Man and he thinks, like,
he's done an Spider-Man. Upgrade.
I know this guy. And then once the mask comes off, or, you know, once he sort of rips it off, he goes, oh, you're not Peter Parker.
That's the interesting thing. It's like, when do these villains come in?
It's
just like, because I think Alfred Molina said that Doc Ock comes in not long before the whole incident at the end with the
fight on like the Statue of Liberty.
No. In Spider-Man 2, the ending fight. What do you call the?
He's like
his
son thing. I can't remember. Nuclear.
Something, I don't know.
Blah, blah, blah.
Forgotten. But
plot device.
Apparently he gets sucked in not long before that fight.
Okay.
So I find it funny that, like, he gets sucked...
So before he turns good again?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, that would make sense.
I wonder if he's seen
Well, obviously you've seen Peter Parker. Obviously you've seen him. So like if he's there, he's in the water, right? He's in the water and he goes, I'll drown at that part. Gets sucked in somewhere and then like goes into a bridge and sees Peter Parker in a different suit and goes, you think that suit's gonna... Do you know what I mean? It's like the timing, the time sequencing. It's just like, you go from that.
You just know they're going to have teleported.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. We still don't know.
Yeah,
like,
that's the mystery, isn't it?
It's all there, but it still doesn't make sense. Like, you still need to see the movie.
So the cool thing about this trailer is that it gave us a bit more of a hint about part of the story. And we see that Doctor Strange and Spider-Man actually are at odds with each other because it seems like the all these villains have been sucked through. And Doctor Strange tells Spider-Man that all these villains died fighting Spider-Man. It's their destiny to set things right. We've got to send them back, effectively meaning send them to their deaths. Spider-Man, Tom's Spider-Man, has a bit more of a moral compass where he goes, it seems that he's sort of thinking, well, hang on. Yeah, there's got to be another way, which is a line from the trailer. So it seems like he doesn't really want to just send them straight back to their deaths. Maybe he wants to try and, rehabilitate them or put them in prison or something. And that's where him and Doctor Strange might have themselves a little bit of a tiff, fight.
Yep.
Which, that other little TV spot where Spider-Man webs the box away from him. And he goes to jump away and he webs and Doctor Strange opens up a portal so that...
It webs himself.
Spider-Man's web goes straight through the portal, comes out the other side and traps Spider-Man's own foot. So he's stuck on himself.
Yeah. And he's like, this is why I didn't have kids.
Yeah.
Him back down. Yeah, and then the whole sequence of like the bridge and the bridge kind of them being in the mirror dimension.
Yeah.
Is them basically fighting. Like
Spider-Man versus Doctor Strange.
Because it looks
that's
like
something I never thought
I know,
see.
How cool. Because it looks like Doctor Strange, he's got his hand on top of the box and he goes like, I'm sorry, kid. And it looks like he's about to send them back.
Yeah.
And then Tom webs the box out. And then ultimately makes the villains escape.
Yeah.
And then they cause havoc. And I think, they're going to kill someone that we know.
I think
Happy's going to die.
You reckon Happy?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we had those like sad shots in the trailer of Peter saying, this is all my fault. I can't serve everyone.
Well, I reckon that starting bit too, when he's standing in the rain, it looks so sad.
Yeah. What a shot as well. Yeah. That's a fantastic shot. I reckon it's going to be that moment where you see Peter mask off, diving midair for a pumpkin bomb that's already,
exploding. Exactly. And
I think it's going to be that moment. Well, could be Happy. Maybe it'll be Aunt May. Yeah, maybe it'll be Ned. Who knows?
It has to be Happy. I reckon it's Happy. Like, you go through all this with Happy.
Yeah.
He's there for Peter and one and two. And then he loses him.
And it'll be like Peter's last sort of
role. I reckon
that'll
be like the Uncle Ben that we see.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. So I reckon Tony was the father figure.
Yeah.
And I reckon Happy's more the uncle.
Yeah.
Especially that
he's
been flirting with Aunt May.
Yeah. Nice. Good pickup.
Thank you. So I reckon we're going to lose Happy.
Oh, that'll be sad.
That will be sad.
Losing Happy.
That will
be sad.
and then of course we've got the whole, and then at the end when Mary Jane, we get the replica scene from The Amazing Spider-Man 2 when Gwen falls.
Yeah, and MJ falls off.
And MJ falls off. But if you see, Ned falls off too, but he grabs a pole as he falls off. So it's like Spider-Man has to make his choice of who he's going to save. And he might save MJ, and Ned might fall to his quotation mark death. He becomes back as Hobgoblin, I don't know. But
here's what I think is going to happen. And I know this is kind of like the most common thing that everyone is thinking. In the trailer, you see MJ fall.
Yep.
And you see Peter dive after her. And you see their hands like coming together close. And it does. It directly mirrors Gwen Stacy falling.
Yep.
I think if that shot from the trailer had gone for like 2 seconds longer, you would have seen Andrew just swing out of nowhere and save her.
Do you reckon Andrew will swing out, or do you reckon that'll be Andrew's hand?
Ooh. Either or, I think Andrew's going to save her, because that would be a huge moment for him to right his wrong,
We need to talk about Toby and Andrew, because
the big thing about the trailer is that little editing fail that I think was it only in like the Brazilian
Brazil
edit of the trailer or something?
So,
Set the scene, Tyler.
Epic land of Tom Holland's Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Lands as an awesome Spider-Man pose. And we see on the other side to him, we have Lizard, we have Electro, and we have Sandman in his big sand monster form. And it's one spider against three of these guys. You're like, oh. And they and Peter Parker leaps at them and it goes dun 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 dun.
It is epic.
Dun 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 dun. And like, they're all coming close. But what? That's a little hiccup.
Oh, is it?
You see, you got Sandman in the middle, which is making direct line to Tom Holland's Peter Parker.
Yes, they're coming straight for each other.
Then you got Electro at the top. He's still going. Like, there's no one there. As well as Lizard, he's going down the bottom. So really, his hand does like a
claw. And where
like
are they claw. Looking?
They're looking straight ahead.
They're not looking at Tom.
No. The Lizard gets his claw, like his hand, like he's about to swing into a whack or scratch something, right? Now, in the normal trailer, they just keep going.
Yeah.
Like, so Tom's above the Lizard. Lizard's just done like a jump and he's just fallen. Like,
bad jump. Yeah. Lizard dies.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the movie. Like, he just falls. Like, he just keeps going. Like, but he doesn't like oppose it about the attack zone. But then if you watch the Brazil version, they jump at each other and they keep going. And all of a sudden, you see Lizard's head move to the right like it's been booted in the face or being punched in the face. Like
an
he does
invisible
like a
punch.
An invisible punch. That's when I think Aunt May will come in. No.
Aunt May on one side, Happy on the other.
Yeah, that's it. No, Aunt May from the 2000, from the
Sam Raimi. With her umbrella?
Yeah. Yeah. Shame on you. one of our favorites. Bonesaw will come out. Lizard gets kicked right in the face. He moves, and nothing hit him.
Yeah.
So it seems like
maybe an edited out Spider-Man hit him.
Seems like there should have been something there.
Yeah.
Everything's pointing towards them being in the movie. They didn't show them in the trailer, which I knew that wouldn't happen.
I thought they'd hinted them at least.
I thought it would be hinted a bit more than it was.
Mm.
They hinted, but they hinted in a way that you can take it in any kind of way.
You're talking about Doctor Strange at the end?
So at the very end, you see all the, like, what you do in Loki when all the branches of the timeline kind of branch
all
off.
The purple sort of
all the purple. You see them, like, all around, because they're on the Statue of Liberty. And it's really cool because if you look, they're building like a Captain America monument on the Statue of Liberty. Like, I think they're making it instead of the Statue of Liberty holding the torch.
Holding the
it's
shield.
Holding the Captain America shield.
They should do that with the real one, I think.
I think so, I think too.
Quite nice. Yeah,
I reckon that looked really nice. And so Doctor Strange is on top and he goes, they're coming through and I can't stop them. But you can take that as, that's Toby and Andrew. Mm. Or you can take that as it's more villains.
Mm.
Or you can take that as Fantastic Four coming through, the X-Men are coming through.
Could be anyone.
It could be anyone.
It seems like Doctor Strange is obviously scared that it's more villains coming through.
Yeah, he seems worried about it. But
that could be a pivotal.
Well, he might be worried no matter what. Like, as in, unless this is a completely different scene, like where Toby and Andrew come through, like it's just like, oh, yeah, hey, I bought some help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or it could be like they're coming through and I can't stop them and it's not on the Statue of Liberty, it's somewhere else. And Toby and Andrew come in.
Oh.
He's going to be like, I don't think he's going to, if they're coming through, I don't think he's going to know if it's a bad guy, if it's a good Peter Parker. Like, he's not going to know. We also on a TV spot, we have footage of Tom Holland's Spider-Man saying, "We need help." I don't know if I saw that one.
I've been watching heaps of them all day. I must have missed that one.
I'll just show you that. He says, "We need help."
As in me and you?
As in
me. He needs Pod Culture's help?
Well, one of us.
Do you think if I was Ned and you were MJ and I like grabbed onto the pole and you were falling, who do you think Spider-Man would save?
I reckon I'm good company. But
I honestly think you'd look at both of us and think, nah.
Yeah, true. You would have gone, do I really have to do
something? Yeah.
You go, oh, no.
What's it on our web?
Yeah,
rats.
Got to use it to get Doc Ock. Well, see ya. Yeah, I reckon we'd probably die.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing, though.
Oh, no.
To the dive on your hands on Spider-Man.
I'd be like, I'm that guy from The Incredibles. I saved your life. I didn't want to be saved.
I never asked you to be saved. He didn't want to be saved.
Harry sues Spider-Man.
And then that's when all the superheroes got to go into hiding. And
yeah.
It's a real life Incredibles.
That'll be me. That'll be me.
You have to go into hiding.
So.
What?
3 weeks until No Way Home.
Yes. Tickets out next Monday.
We'll,
the 29th.
We'll probably have no new information about it this time next week, but you can bet that we'll still be talking about it.
Oh, yeah. While I still breathe, you're going to hear.
As long as there's breath in my body. Hey, you want to play Would You Rather?
Yeah, I've got time.
Yeah? Got a little time? Yeah. If you're on the fence at all, I prepared a special little opener about Would You Rather. Would you like to hear it?
I mean, you worked hard on it, so I shouldn't say no.
You might recognize it. Here it is.
We are who we choose to be. Now choose!
What'd you think? Now choose!
Well, it's just a bit strange that it had the we are who we choose to be part. If you had that now choose bit.
I was short on time.
No, very good, very good. I like the Green Goblin part.
Thank you. All right, Tyler, which group would you rather join? The Avengers? There's actually more than one, more than two for this one. The Avengers, the Justice League, the X-Men, or the Guardians?
Oh, the Guardians.
The Guardians?
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting choice.
Because that would be such a fun time, would it not?
That would be fun. That
like
would
the
be
Avengers
fun.
Have to like take on like...
Yeah, a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, and you've seen how much crap they went through in Civil War with like...
Oh, feelings getting hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Guardians, they just banter and they get the job done.
And they got good music.
And they got good
time.
Music. Yeah, they got the music nice. I like. And you get to go to space.
I think I'd have to go Justice League because that's where the money's at, you know. You're getting bankrolled by Batman. God. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, you would have two goody two shoes. That sounds about right. Justice.
I just said the whole reason was money.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, you know, we gotta do this by the books.
Which one of them do that?
Justice League.
Wonder Woman kills everyone.
Justice. Yeah, in only like two movies. One movie.
What?
And she doesn't kill everyone.
I
reckon Wonder Woman would be annoying after a while.
I reckon like, you're good, annoying after
be,
a while.
She'd be good to look at, but I reckon she'd get annoying. And Superman would piss me off.
You've pissed me off by saying that. I don't like the disrespect you show towards Superman.
I just think he's a...
So you know what? I'm saying this out of spite more than anything now, but you know that I like Superman better than Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's yeah, so take that.
Stupid, but
bitch.
It is what it is.
Which superpower would you rather have? Flight, invisibility, super speed, or be bulletproof?
Oh, it's a toss-up between invisibility and bulletproof.
Oh, see, I'd go super speed. Because that, like...
Because I would
You can
love
run so fast that you're invisible. You can run so fast that you can dodge bullets. So there's
But I'd love to be bulletproof and join, like, the army.
Ah.
And, like, go to, like, somewhere that needs help and just, like, win the war easy.
Now he's the goody two-shoes. But which side would
but
you join?
But wouldn't it be justice? I'd be war crimes again.
Vengeance.
Yeah, I'd be brutal.
The Vengeance League.
Like, you can't do that. Okay. What are you going to do, shoot me?
Nah, I'd pick super speed. I think it's more versatile. Which one did you go? Bulletproof?
Yeah.
Let's see how many people voted for bulletproof. This is on BuzzFeed I'm doing this from. Bulletproof was the lowest rated choice.
Yeah, well, they don't think like me. They don't have a creative mind.
All right. Now that you have a power... Who would you rather battle? Thanos?
Mm-hmm.
Hela?
Mm-hmm.
Ultron?
Mm-hmm.
Or Ares from Wonder Woman? Wouldn't you... Who would you rather battle? Wouldn't you pick the weakest one?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to fight the strongest one.
No. So I wouldn't want to fight Thanos.
I'd go maybe Ultron. Yeah, I reckon he might be the weakest out of those ones.
God either, so probably Ultron.
Yeah.
But the thing with Ultron is... But they're all hard because Ultron just keeps going from one internet source to another.
Well, I mean,
there's Wi-Fi everywhere.
All you got to do is pull out a USB without disconnecting it properly, and then you just shut it all down. That'd shut him down.
God, they'll all be hard.
That's probably the point. Ultron was the top answer. All right. Which, this is a weird one. Which relationship would you rather save? Tony and Pepper? Superman and Lois? Bruce and Natasha? Or Scarlet Witch and Vision?
Tony and Pepper.
Yeah.
I care more about that than the others.
He's dead, though.
Yeah. But if he wasn't...
I suppose that's how you would save it, isn't it? Yeah. Tony and Pepper. Nice. Who would you rather bring back to life? Yondu? Logan, Hugh Jackman? Peggy Carter? Or Steve Trevor?
Logan.
Yeah. That's an easy one, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he was a big favourite.
Joining the MCU.
And which TV... This is the last one. Which TV hero would you rather fight alongside? They're all DC. You're going to hate this. Supergirl?
Mm-hmm.
Arrow?
Mm-hmm.
Flash? Mm-hmm. Or the White Canary?
Supergirl.
Supergirl, really?
But in her old costume. The one
Legs on show.
The one in Smallville.
Oh. I'm surprised you didn't pick the Flash.
No, the Flash annoys me.
Yeah. He used to be cool. Supergirl. That's funny. All right. Actually, you'll like this one.
All right. And then I've got someone to ask you.
You dog.
Which
heroine would you rather hook up with?
Oi. Here we go.
There's six here. Black Widow, Jessica Jones, Wonder Woman, Mystique, Scarlet Witch, or Psylocke? Remember Psylocke from X-Men Apocalypse?
Yep.
Yeah.
Seventh option, all of them. All the above.
A seven way where you're the king.
Yep.
Doesn't have an option for that.
Well, that's my option.
That's a good option.
All of them.
Few results. Hey, all of them is a favorite.
Hey.
All right.
I've got some, but they're not superhero related.
Okay.
Every day.
I hate every day.
Yeah. So you're going to like this first one.
Yep.
Because it's about death.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please. Yes or no? Yes.
Would you rather know the date of your death or your cause of death?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, thanks. Where, if you knew the cause of it, say it said, like, plane crash.
Yep.
Could you dodge it by just never going on a plane?
Well, the plane could crash on you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you consider that, like, a different, like, a crushed death, but...
Yeah, it's still a plane crash, I suppose. But like, if you knew the date of death...
But, like, if you knew how you're going to die...
Hmm.
I don't think anything could change that. Like, something could... Like, you might go somewhere and then you get forced onto a plane... Like,
yeah.
It could, like, it just happens. It's how you die. Like, you can't do anything to stop that.
I think I would want to know the date.
The date. Because then that way you could plan it.
I could adjust accordingly.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could do everything you wanted to do before that date happens.
And then I'd push my luck as well. So if it said 20 years from now, then I'd just, like, shoot myself tomorrow and see if, like, you know... I could cheat the system, or if I just, like, miraculously survive, you know?
Yeah.
Have a bit of fun with it. Enjoy your years.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Next one.
Death.
Would you rather find $100 floating in a public toilet or $5 in your pocket?
100.
Would you just reach in and grab it?
I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty.
No?
No.
It's pretty dirty, though. Like, public toilet. You know what happens in a public toilet. It's pretty disgusting.
You didn't say that there was anything else in the toilet.
Well, I
mean... There's no poo in there or anything.
Well, it could be. I mean...
I'd still probably go 100.
Let's face it. There probably is poo in there if it's a public toilet.
Let's face it. I want the money. I need the money.
You're a dirty man.
Would you do the same?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know, to be honest. I'd probably pee on it, laugh, and then... and then go, damn it.
And call me in to grab it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Tyler, can you stop peeing on my hand while I'm trying to grab this?
Whoa. Tyler, stop it. Whoa.
Earthquake.
Whoa.
It's raining.
All right. Would you rather wake up in your underwear at work? So, you know, you had to do it today at work. Would you rather wake up in your underwear there mm-hmm. or wake up naked in the woods 20 miles from home?
Hmm.
The 100-acre woods where Winnie the Pooh and stuff are. You're going to see a noodle. You're going to show you. You're going to expose yourself to Winnie the Pooh, you sick freak. What? Which one would you choose?
I'd choose the underwear at work. Because how far is 20 miles?
A little far. Like I mean, we couldn't live 5 kilometres when we were in lockdown, and that was pretty much like down. We couldn't even go to...
Yeah, but how many miles is that? 32 kilometres.
Mm.
What's 32 kilometres from here? That's essentially where I work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd rather be that far away but be in my undies.
Any tidy whities or like very tight tidy whities or
not like my Batman undies.
Batman undies. Well, you could use your Batman undies.
Yeah. If I got to choose the undies, I'd go undies.
Okay.
Because I got some cool Fruit Loops ones.
That's true. You do.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them, but I know you do.
I'm probably showing them to you. I'll show them to everyone.
I didn't. Not
in a weird way.
Like check these out. Ah.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to put them on.
What am I, 20 miles away? Damn it. Would you rather go blind or deaf? Deaf, not
blind,
deaf.
Blind, I wouldn't have to look at you. Deaf, I wouldn't have to hear you.
So, yeah.
I'd choose
go
deaf.
Deaf, yeah.
So I mean, visually, it could be worse.
At least I put effort into my daily look.
Yeah.
It's just the
auditory
the voice
side
is the problem.
Of things. Oh, it's rough.
What about... Would you rather always feel the urge to pee or never know when you have to pee, but you'd always have to wear a diaper?
Oh, no, that's bad. I hate needing to pee. You know, after a coffee when you just need, like, it's just a desperation.
Yeah.
You need to pee or, like, after you've had a couple of beers or something.
Yep.
Oh, that's bad. That is bad. Nah, but I couldn't wear a diaper, though. A nappy. How often do you pee? You pee like 5 times
well,
a day,
how often
don't
do
you?
You pee? Keep that to yourself.
I've been drinking a lot more water. I've tried to up it to 2 litres a day.
Oh, well, you'll be peeing a lot then.
I'd say it's like 5 times a day, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even 6. I'd go the urge to pee.
Okay.
What would you go?
Diapers, because lazier.
Is that how you're going to make all your choices?
Yeah.
Laziness, yeah.
Like, I could be sitting there watching a movie and I wouldn't have to go to the toilet just shit my pants.
You should get one of those toilet chairs that Homer Simpson invents.
Oh, yes. I've always wanted one of those.
Let's just see. I'm sitting in the right chair.
Would you rather talk to animals or speak all human languages?
Animals. I don't like humans.
That's me too.
Yeah, I like animals.
Would you rather be reborn into the past or the future?
Ooh. Past, because I've always wanted to be a cowboy, live in the Wild West. I'd probably get bloody tuberculosis or something, but
tonsillitis.
Then at least I'd know.
What are we doing for time? Last one or?
Yeah, last one.
All right. Let's see what we got.
Make it a good one.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, it's a bit dark, that one.
Oh, yeah, hit us. We'll do 2 more, because I want to hear the dark one.
Drown to death or burn to death?
Oh, I knew it would be that. Drown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon burn.
Really?
Yeah. Because when you drown, like, before you actually die, you pass out, and you'll be at peace at that point. Whereas when you burn, you'll be blistering over, and who knows, you're going to, like, actually die straight away. Like, it'll be a while until your body gives up from the pain.
Yeah, that's reinforcing my point.
You said
burn.
Right, no, I said, if it was one...
You wanted to end as painfully as possible.
No, I'm already doing that in life. I'd like to end... I'm going to go drown.
No, we can only choose one each.
Fine,
so,
burn.
Know.
I'll take that one for you, see? Good friend.
Attaboy.
Okay, last one. Constantly itch or be in excruciating pain for a whole day once a year?
Oh, what? Where is itchy? What part of the body? Or just all over?
What's the worst part? The back where you can't reach.
Oh. Oh, no. You know what sucks? When you're wearing shoes or like runners or something.
Oh, you have to like and whack it on the ground.
Yeah, you're stuck kicking the ground.
Stomping the ground so you itch it.
Come on. It's in class. Does it work? Just like kicking things. You still... Oh, that coffee's like over an hour old now. You disgust me. I think I'd take the excruciating pain.
Jesus.
Because it's one day a year. So, you know, I'd load up on like painkillers and like, just knock myself
it's
out.
It's just like, you know, what, you know, in 2 hours I have the day. And it like hits 12 o'clock. He's just kind of laying in bed and he's 12 o'clock. Oh! Oh! Dear God! Oh! And then like the next day, it's like 11:59. Oh my God!
Oh. All right.
All right.
Done.
Deal with that next year.
Well, would you go the same?
Yeah, probably. Like the itch.
What if that one day was your birthday?
Well, you've already had to do that, didn't you, when you were sick on your birthday?
Oh, I don't even remember that, yeah.
If it was my birthday, that's only a birthday. You get to a certain point where, I mean, if it happened from now,
yeah,
from 23,
yeah,
I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Give me a day off work. So it's still enjoying my birthday, just being excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Good game. GG.
Ragtag Productions. Recording and mixing for any form of rock music. Focusing on beginners or musicians who are yet to have proper studio experience, Ragtag provides an opportunity to have your songs recorded and mixed, with a focus on capturing the best quality sound possible. Are you and your band ready to start releasing music? Do you have a friend with a great song that needs to be recorded? Get in touch at www.ragtagproductions.com.au to start your journey today. Now also offering podcast production. If you've got the content, let me do the rest. Located in Melbourne's eastern suburbs.
Ragtag Productions.
All right, pod culture listeners, That brings us to the end of our No Way Home / Would You Rather episode. Hope you guys enjoyed listening to us for another week. If you did, don't forget to, you know, check us out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, leave us a review. Do whatever you got to do to support us and help us keep making pod culture. Holy shit, look at the size of that spider. Stand back, Tyler. Stand back. I'll get it. Yeah, I'll get my shoe off.
Wait.
What?
This could be my chance.
Chance for what?
If I let this spider bite me...
No.
I could get radioactive spider powers.
No, Tyler, it's a bad idea.
I could become Spider-Man himself.
That looks like a funnel web spider. I'm pretty sure they're the most poisonous spiders in the world.
You worry too much.
No, come Tyler, here, don't... Put it back.
My hand, he's fine. Come on, little buddy, bite me.
No.
Do I poke it? Do I irritate it or what?
I don't know.
Come on, bite me. Ah!
Oh.
Oh, that hurt.
Oh.
Oh, oh.
Oh, that's gone red immediately.
Oh, I mean, that actually really hurt. Like, I mean, it looked like it hurt Peter Parker in the movie, but it didn't look like it hurt that much. Oh, ah.
Well, who knows? Maybe it'll work.
No, I can't see. My vision's gone blurry.
Oh?
Oh, no, well, that didn't happen for Peter. That went the other way.
I mean, maybe that's just a transformation kicking in.
Oh, my face is like drooping down.
It took Peter all night to wake up better.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, let me look up funnel web spider.
I feel sick. I can't feel one leg.
Can you keep it down? I'm trying to look up the symptoms.
No, I can't move.
Looks like you've got about 45 seconds to live, pal.
Why did you tell me?
Just speak normal.
Go down like that. Shut up.
So annoying. just 45 more seconds,
die.
Harry. Just
I don't want to die.
Hold in your rage. 45 more seconds.
Spider-Man. I just love Spider-Man.